My name is Peter Cook. I'm the Executive Director of the New York State Council of Churches. And we're here today to call on our lawmakers to adopt our New Hope for New York budget principles to guide these lawmakers' decisions in creating a moral state budget for 2019. Representatives from over 30 groups across the state, in rural areas, in suburban areas, and urban areas, have created these budget principles which address the cries of far too many New Yorkers who have been left behind in this economic recovery. There is an unimaginable amount of wealth in our state, but at the same time, we have a tragic number of people who contribute a lot to our economy, but who are making meager wages and who can't meet their most basic needs. Many live in our cities, in our rural communities, in abject poverty. And we also have homeowners, many in tax-burdened communities, who are subsidizing tax cuts for the very wealthiest. We're talking about homeowners everywhere, from rural Cuba, New York, to Long Island, and they're dealing with the bad consequences of the Federal Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which gave the most wealth to the top 1% while punishing property owners, renters, small businesses, farmers, just about everyone else, with effectively having to pay more taxes or having budgets strained through cuts in services, which dwarf any meager tax benefit they received. These taxpayers are picking up the tab for the state's unwillingness to tax the very rich and to assume its full responsibilities to meet human need, whether that be in health care, housing, or education. And this has to stop. Yesterday, our governor, Governor Cuomo, laid out his vision for the state in the spirit of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and there was much to commend that speech. And many of the things he said are compatible with the principles that are before you, and we look forward to working with him. But as we work with our governor and elected officials from every part of the state, rural, suburban, and urban, however, we call on all of us to set aside distracting political recriminations and excessive focus on regional differences and come together to create a budget that deals seriously with wealth inequality and invests in all our people in every part of our state. Our New Hope, New York budget principles, we think, offer a path forward. And so to understand the needs of New Yorkers and what we can do about it, we have a variety of speakers from around the state here today to reflect on the needs of people in New York and what we can do about it. And so, first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the Reverend Chloe Breyer, Executive Director of the Interfaith Center, and the Reverend Emily McNeil from the Labor Religion Coalition to talk about the challenges of New Yorkers, particularly immigrants and those in poverty.
So I want to begin by just sharing a few facts that help illustrate the moral urgency around the issues that we're discussing today. Right now in New York State, there are about 3 million people living below the federal poverty line. That is an unconscionably high number, but it only tells a very small part of the story. To fall below the poverty line, a family of four has to make less than $25,100 a year. And obviously, that's a very low bar. So when we look realistically at the number of people that can't afford to meet their basic needs, those numbers get much higher. And in fact, a full 50% of New Yorkers, or almost 10 million of us, are poor or low income.
Michael Kink, Executive Director of Strong Economy for All, and Ron Deutsch, who's the Executive Director of the Fiscal Policy Institute.
There are specific ways that our lawmakers can raise money for community needs without asking working people, poor people, or middle-class people to pay more. The current millionaire's tax was instituted 10 years ago, and since then, incomes and wealth at the very top end have skyrocketed. New York has more billionaires than any other state. New York has more multimillionaires than any other state. The income and the wealth since the Wall Street collapse in 2007 has gone overwhelmingly to the very top percent. Speaker Hastie has proposed in the last several sessions some increases in brackets in the millionaires tax that would raise $2.5 billion a year for our state. Investments that we can make in education, in transportation, in fighting poverty, and in creating housing for the homeless.
That exists in our state. So ironically enough, right now the governor is announcing the Regional Economic Development Council Award. And I have to say that one of the ways that we could potentially get revenue to address freedom from want and a variety of other freedoms is to reform our system of economic development. We're giving out around $9 or $10 billion a year. Clearly, these programs have been subject to corruption. I mean, one has to ask the question, how many corruption trials, how many convictions, how many lackluster program reports do we have to see before we reform these programs? They are ineffective at creating jobs and not delivering on their promises. So I think it's time.
Yes, Jamaica Miles, State Organizing Director for Citizen Action of New York. I'm going to jump right in. If we want to end mass incarceration, we need big money out of politics. If we want to end educational racism, we need big money out of politics. If we want 100% renewable energy, we need big money out of politics. If we want to see a complete transformative change on all of our issues, we need big money out of politics. The agenda of corporations and wealthy donors should never be the priority. That is why we need public financing of elections. Fair elections is the fuel that will help drive us toward a transformational New York with true democracy.
Next is Suzanne Krall, who runs a food pantry in Cuba, New York.
It's an honor to be here today with people who are gathering across New York State, not only here at the Capitol today, but every day, to demand the human rights that everyone really deserves. It doesn't matter whether we're poor, rural, white folks from small towns like Cuba, or poor, urban people of color from the cities, or suburban families that are finding ourselves struggling in order to provide for the basic needs for our families. We know together we all need the same things. What we need is we need safe and affordable housing. We need access to health care that is quality care where we actually have control over our own medical decisions. And we need good, strong educational systems. We need access to nutritious food, which will keep ourselves and our families strong. And we need a strong social safety net. It's time to stop pandering to the elite and wealthy in New York and to stop put an end to the treatment of corporations as wealthy individuals.
Katie Robbins, the director of the Campaign for New York Health, we're a statewide coalition that advocates for the New York Health Act, guaranteed universal health care. Study after study shows that New York can indeed afford a universal, publicly financed health care system with benefits that are better than any existing public or private insurance plan currently available. And if funded with a progressive tax that is fairly structured, most people will pay less than they do in the status quo. The status quo remains unacceptable. We have too many people who are uninsured and also people who are underinsured who can't afford the copays, the deductibles, the premiums of their private health insurance plans.
About the needs for people that are poor, people in the low incomes, and especially people of color that are being affected by this budget. This should be a golden opportunity to show some justice, some fair play, and to be cautious and careful for those that are at the lowest ebb of our communities to rise up. Honestly, I'm really tired, and I think a whole lot of other folks are really tired, of using people that have less as collateral damage in order for others that have a lot more to that they can share with. We need to do things in a moral. Got to remember, whether you believe it or not, there's a God that is watching us. And he is expecting us to be fair all the way around. And I'm saying to us, and my name is Reverend McKinley Johnson from St. John's Church of God in Christ, and also the Albany African American United for Empowerment. We are advocating that even in our environment and all the issues that affect our people, you're using them as collateral damage, and God is watching. Remember, you reap what you sow.